The oldest life on Earth. If we're to build a scientific picture of Darwin's warm little pond, in the broadest sense, as the incubator for the first life on Earth, we need to understand what the conditions on our planet were like when life began. We also need to look for evidence of the earliest life so we know how far back in time we have to go. This is non-trivial, to use a favorite phrase of physicists, because we can be sure that these events happened a long time ago. There's strong evidence that life existed 3.4 billion years ago, from microfossils laid down in sandstone deposits at Marble Bar in Western Australia. The fossilized objects in the photograph certainly looked like the remains of living cells, but visuals can be deceiving. Fortunately, it's possible to carry out a chemical analysis of these ancient structures, and signatures characteristic of a biological origin have been found. The concentrations of different isotopes of carbon in the structures can be used as a biomarker. Carbon has 6 protons in its atomic nucleus, and the most commonly occurring form also has 6 neutrons. This is known as the carbon-12 isotope. There's another naturally occurring form of carbon with 7 neutrons in the nucleus, known as carbon-13. Life prefers to use carbon-12, so therefore carbon deposits formed by biological processes are expected to show an excess of the lighter isotope. This is the case for the Marble Bar structures. There are also high concentrations of nitrogen in the proposed cell walls, again indicative of biological origin. Most biologists accept that these and other samples from different sites constitute strong evidence that single-celled organisms known as prokaryotes were abundant on Earth 3.4 billion years ago. The oldest known objects on Earth were discovered in a remote region of Western Australia, north of the city of Perth, and remarkably, they contain evidence of biology. Zircons are crystals found in igneous volcanic rocks. Despite being no bigger than a grain of sand and generally uninspiring to view, they are of immense scientific value because they are near indestructible time capsules that carry their own internal clocks. As the zircons form from cooling lava, tiny samples of atmospheric gases are sealed inside. Radioactive uranium atoms are also incorporated into the crystal structure, and using a highly accurate technique known as uranium lead dating, the time since their formation can be measured to within a few million years. A sample from Erawando Hill in the Jack Hills range was recently dated at 4,404 plus or minus 8 million years old, making it the oldest object of terrestrial origin ever to be discovered. The Earth's age is measured to be 4,540 plus or minus 50 million years old, so these crystals formed as the young Earth was cooling. Analysis of the trapped gases produced surprising results, challenging the commonly held picture of the young Earth as a Hadean hell of seething lava and toxic atmospheric gases. Earth was already a blue planet when some of the more ancient zircons formed, with liquid water on the surface. Atmospheric oxygen levels were low, which is unsurprising because photosynthesis is the primary source of atmospheric oxygen. But other than this, the primordial atmosphere appears to have been similar to that of today, with abundant nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and water vapor, as well as increased sulfur dioxide levels from the active volcanoes. This new evidence suggests that the very young Earth was a world of moderate temperatures, stable oceans, and familiar air. In November 2015, a team from UCLA and Stanford universities published a paper based on analysis of over 10,000 zircons from the Jack Hills region, formed over 4.1 billion years ago. The zircons contained carbon deposits, and in common with the Marble Bar fossils, the ratio of carbon-12 to carbon-13 is suggestive of a biological origin. This is a surprising result. As team member Mark Harrison noted, the idea that life existed on Earth a billion years after its formation would have been near heretical only 20 years ago. If the interpretation of the new zircon results is correct, in Harrison's words, life may have started almost instantaneously, and a terrestrial biosphere may well have been well established 4.1 billion years ago. The mounting evidence that life began on Earth pretty much as soon as it could lends a sense of inevitability to the emergence of biology from chemistry. This is, of course, a subjective judgment because we only have a single planet as evidence, and firm conclusions are difficult to draw from sample sizes of one. This is another reason why the searches for life on Mars, or the moons of Jupiter or Saturn, or on exoplanets around nearby stars are so important. We'll have more to say about the study of planets beyond the solar system in Chapter 4. That said, the observation that life may have emerged almost instantaneously is an interesting one. Christian de Duve, the Belgian Nobel Prize-winning biochemist, argued that chemical reactions tend to proceed very quickly or not at all. Since biology is chemistry, then given the right conditions, it follows that biology should happen very quickly or not at all. And the evidence from the zircons of Western Australia seems to point in this direction.